Hello, I'm Alan Drury of Con Edison. You're listening to WHUD FM 100.7. I'm pleased to be here with our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week, Daniel DiPolito, who plays soccer at Somers High School. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, congratulations. This is a great achievement. We all know how competitive high school sports are in Westchester County, and there are thousands of student athletes competing in numerous sports. You rose above the others to earn this honor. Let me tell our audience a little bit about you. You've been on quite a roll lately. Daniel is varsity captain. On October 31st, he scored 4 goals and had an assist in a 6-5 win in the Section 1 championship game. A few days later, at the regional semifinal game, he had the game-winning assist in a 1-0 victory. Then on November 6th, in a regional championship game, he had a goal, 3 assists in a 4-0 victory. Daniel is a 2-time Section 1 champion, 2-time regional champion, and a 1-time state finalist. He was a league and summer champion in 2021. This season, Daniel has scored 29 goals with 35 assists. Tell us how you developed your love for soccer. How did you get started?
Well, I developed my love from soccer from my dad. You know, growing up on both sides of my family, actually, soccer has been a really, really big part of just how I grew up. So kind of growing up in my family, I got into it. But really, I started playing when I started playing ASO at Fireman's Field in Somers. And ever since then, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with mostly just being around my friends more than the game itself. But as time grew on, I fell in love with the game, being alone, just playing the game myself. But really just the community and the group environment that we have at Somers more than anything else really made me fall in love with it.
Was your father a soccer player?
Yeah, he was. He played for Alexander Hamilton back in high school.
So he passed on a lot of tips to you about how to excel at the game.
Yeah. He was my coach for a couple of years growing up, and then we kind of outgrew that stage. But yeah, he was definitely my biggest influence growing up as a soccer player.
What was the best fundamental advice he ever gave you? Like a father-son learning baseball, for instance, the father might tell the son, look for a good pitch. Don't swing at pitches out of the strike zone. Get all the way down when you're feeling a ground ball. Keep your glove on the ground. Catch the ball with 2 hands in the outfield. What were some of those fundamental tips in soccer that your father passed on to you?
I mean, the fundamental tips, a bunch of it for soccer is how you feel naturally and what works for you the best. But the best advice he ever gave me was always keep my head up and to always keep working hard. So I guess that was kind of the best advice he's ever given me. And I've taken it really to heart. And every single time we step out on the field individually and as a group, we always work our hardest 110% regardless of what we're going into, practice, game, or whatever it might be.
And you must have learned very quickly the importance of conditioning for soccer. I don't think there's any sport in which you do more running other than running itself if you're a track star. You know,
yeah.
But I don't think there's any sport in which you do more running than soccer.
Yeah.
It's a big field and you're up and down all the time.
Yeah, no, running's definitely a big part of it. So during preseason, obviously, you know, the whole group doesn't really like it as much, you know, because it's not the most fun part that we like to do, but it's necessary. So we know what we have to do. And every single time we have a run, we're always like one more. Like we always look forward to the next game. Like this is going to help us win this game, going to help us win this championship. So we really like to put in the work when we have to.
You run sprints and long distance at practice?
Yeah. There's definitely a mix, you know, running long distance and then doing short little sprints. But it's really just a mix of what we have to get done and what we have to prepare for.
Do you have any hills at Somers High School that you have to do?
Yeah, we have our infamous hills once every preseason. We have our hill at the lower grass fields that we do. And that's one of our fitness tests. So we don't really call it anything. It's just like the hill run for us, but it's probably one of our most dreaded days during preseason.
Why do you love soccer so much? It sounds like you're drawn to the exhilaration, the physical and emotional challenges, feeling exhausted but successful at the end of the game match.
Yeah, I mean, soccer, along with many other sports, you know, just seeing your hard work pay off is really like no other. When you put in the work and you see results from it, it like means so much. So like all the hours that you put in, like the early mornings, the late nights, you know, coming home late, having to do homework late, but you know that you're getting the work done on the field and then seeing it pay off in the games really means so much.
What do you think is your strength as a player?
I think my strength as a player is my IQ. Like growing up, I've always been surrounded by the game. I watch a bunch of soccer. I play soccer all the time. So really being around the game, and I think my IQ and my smarts on the field is really what separates me.
What else do you do to train besides the running? Do you do a lot of stretching? Are you into weights at all?
I mean, during the off season, weights and running is definitely a big thing. But really, the biggest thing is technical work on the ball work, just short dribbles, passes, making sure your touch is crisp, making sure that everything you do is with a purpose. So really just being on the ball as much as possible is really the best way to train.
And I can tell by your assist numbers that you're a team player. It looks like you realize that team success is everything.
Oh, absolutely. Soccer is a team sport. That's why I love it so much. There's nothing like getting on the field with a group of guys you love so much and you grew up with. So I guess the team environment, the family environment means so much, and really not about the stats or who's scoring. We just care about getting the result at the end of the game.
Have you tried other sports as well?
I have. I used to play basketball for a little bit. Well, it wasn't very good, but you know, the great team environment, all the same attributes that I love so much, but it got, for me personally, it got too much when I wanted to take soccer a little bit more seriously. So choosing between one or the other was kind of a no-brainer for me. But basketball was definitely, I played it for a bunch of years, but it was definitely really fun. And I really learned a lot from that experience, just from coaches, friends, players.
Daniel, as the captain of the team, you're the leader. Can you talk about the kind of example you try to set?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a freshman on the team, I always looked up to guys like Fetchy and Rena. They really provided such a good example for me. So I guess just growing up throughout the years, I try to just become that example of hard work, leadership. You know, growing, being the senior captain, just being an example for all the underclassmen, all my other teammates, is kind of what I strive to do. And just so that the younger kids could always look up to me and just see like the hard work I put in and know that's the work that they're going to have to put in if they want to get to that level. But my main goal is just to really be an example.
Daniel, are you also a sports fan? Do you have a favorite team or player that you follow in any sport?
Well, obviously I'm a big soccer junkie. So my favorite team is Roma, just for my dad. He also passed that down for me. But my favorite player has to be Kevin De Bruyne. I feel like all my friends tell me I represent his game. I play like him the most. So I love watching him play because I feel like it's kind of like watching myself on the field. So he's definitely my favorite player. But in general, you know, I watch all sports, you know, NFL, big Jets fan, NBA, big Knicks fan. So really just all sports, you know, I love watching games, going to games with my friends over the summer when we can. So it's really just, it's a big, good bonding thing for us.
I'm Alan Drury of Con Edison. You're listening to WHUD-FM 100.7. We're speaking with our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week, Daniel DiPolito, who plays soccer at Somers High School. Daniel, along with your success as an athlete, you do a lot of volunteer work. You remember Leo's Club and United for the Troops. Can you tell our audience a little bit about each of those groups?
Yeah, so Leo's is with Somers. It's basically a big group, and they set up various like community service like activities, acts like throughout the year. Biggest one being Polar Plunge, which we just did recently, raising money for Special Olympics. So they also do a bunch of other stuff like Holiday Happiness, and they set up a bunch of activities, and they do a bunch of stuff throughout the community with different community service acts like blood drive and stuff. So really, Leo's is just a great group to be a part of and help out with the community. And United for the Troops, I got into because of my CCD teacher in fourth grade. He runs the organization where we basically get a bunch of, every so often, I think it's like every 3 months they do it. And we get a bunch of goods and stuff like toothbrushes, hairbrushes, shampoo, and then a bunch of like perishable items, just like food and stuff like that. And we package them up and we send them overseas to the troops, and they really love it. We get letters from them back every time, and it's really just a great way to give back.
How do you balance your academics and your athletics and your volunteer work, all your obligations?
You know, the title student athlete really means a lot to me. Always student comes first in that pairing. So it's really, it's always schoolwork has to be done first. I hold my academics to a very high standard. And like, I've always just picked that up. And my parents always told me, whatever you do, you're going to have to do it 100% regardless of what it is. So it's really picking and choosing like what I want to do. So like between academics, soccer, and then I want to be involved in volunteer work. I managed to get those all done. But every single time I do, I'm always doing it at 100%.
Well, it's working because you're an excellent student. You're a member of the National Honor Society with a 91.9 average. Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Favorite subjects. I like math a lot, but then also my favorite class this year has to be economics, just because the way the class works, I feel like it's a different kind of class. It's more critical thinking and stuff like that, which really tailors like my strengths as a student. So I guess that would have to be my favorite class this year.
What do you have in mind for a career?
Honestly, I'm not sure yet. I've taken a bunch of engineering classes, which has really piqued my interest. And I've also taken a bunch of business type business economics classes. So I'm definitely looking at those two career options. And basically between this year and my next year in college, basically deciding what I want to do.
Tell us a little bit about your family, Daniel. Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two younger brothers and a younger sister. So again, being kind of that role model has been a big, big piece for me, along with being like the captain, kind of the same principle, always kind of just setting an example for them and showing and being that role model that they could look up to.
Are they athletic?
Yeah, we're a big sports family. So my brother was actually on the team this year. He's a sophomore. He plays soccer and basketball. My younger brother plays football and basketball. And then my younger sister also plays soccer.
Do you have a college in mind, Daniel? You're a senior now, so it's time to think about that.
Yeah, actually, I just committed the other day. We'll be attending Fordham University next fall.
Oh, tremendous. We play soccer there?
Yeah.
We've had a great athletic and academic career, Daniel, and your future is bright. Congratulations on your selection. I'd like to read some comments that were submitted by Michelle Tracy, counselor at your school. She writes, Daniel is calm, cool, and collected in times of stress and has an easy way about him that would lead one to believe that juggling his many responsibilities is effortless. He's a natural problem solver who hopes to embark on a career in the engineering field. The skills that Daniel has developed while in high school will serve him well, regardless of the career he pursues. He has performed exceptionally well, despite the obvious challenge that learning through a pandemic entailed. He attended school virtually for over a year, and while some of his classmates struggled, Daniel managed his time well, sought out his teachers when necessary, and did an excellent job working independently. Daniel, you must feel proud to draw that kind of praise.
Yeah, Mrs. Tracy, she's always been a great person, first of all, but she's always been there. She's my guidance counselor in the school, but she's always been there when I've had a problem with school or whatever I needed to outside of school. She's always been there. So she's really been a good person to go to the past 4 years of high school. And certainly for this year, you know, she's helped me with college and stuff like that, balancing my different responsibilities, but she's really been a great person to go to. And she's really helped me out a lot.
And she writes about how you were able to overcome the difficulties of trying to learn during a pandemic. How difficult was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult being alone. You know, the Zoom calls alone at your own house is kind of difficult. You know, not having the person-to-person like interaction with your classmates and teachers, I think is very important and to be in a successful learning environment. But, you know, balancing that with the Zoom calls and really just getting the work done was kind of the most difficult. But, you know, I think I adapted through it better throughout the year. And it was really just a major change that none of us have ever been through. So I guess just really adapting together as like a whole group community really, really helped us out a lot.
Daniel, thanks for spending this time with us today. You've been listening to our interview with Daniel Dipolito, captain of the soccer team at Somers High School in our Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week on WHUD-FM 100.7. I'm Alan Drury of Con Edison. Join us again next time.